This is Radioactive. My name is Tamrika. For the second half of the show, we'll be talking about some of the solutions that clean energy systems can provide us with and how exactly we can move quicker in that direction. What will it really take to happen? You, our listener, are welcome to join our conversation. We would love to have your questions or comments. You can call us at 801-303-6050, 888-404-6050. You can also send an email at radioactive@krcl.org. My guests are Sarah Wright over the phone, who is the executive director of Utah Clean Energy. As executive director, she has effectively fostered diverse partnerships with state agencies, municipal governments, industry, agricultural groups, and community groups to advance clean energy solutions. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
And Juliana Williams with me here in the studio. Juliana is a grassroots organizer who has worked on energy policy in 8 states across the country. She recently worked for Sierra Club and for the Breakthrough Institute on Energy and Innovation Think Tank, and is an editor for the youth climate blog, It's Getting Caught in Here.org. She's currently working to stop the first tar sands mine in the country, which is proposed for the Uinta Basin, I believe. In the country, there's not one. Maybe we can start with that right now. Tell us a little bit more about that, and tell us again where it is proposed to be.
Right. Thanks for having me. As we're talking about transitioning to a clean energy economy, one of the things we need to be aware of is stopping the expansion of the fossil fuel industry. And one of the things that's happening out in Uinta County and Grand County is the first proposed tar sands mine in the country. And now tar sands are pretty much what they sound like. They're a really heavy crude oil, basically like tar, that's mixed in with sand and clay. And companies mine that and extract it, heat it, cook it, refine it to make gasoline or diesel fuel. And it's basically one of the most energy intensive forms of getting fuel on the planet. And it's been really destructive in Canada. And this company, Earth Energy Resources, based up in Canada, is trying to build the first tar sands mine in the country. And so, as we're looking to build a clean energy economy, this is exactly the type of thing that we should not be doing.
Juliana, why it hasn't been built before? So if it's one of those materials that is so full of energy, what has stopped businessmen, let's say, or whoever, to build it?
Right. Well, they have actually tried to mine it back since the 1920s, and then they actually tried to do it in the 60s and 70s and 80s, but the deposits were too deep to be cost-effective to mine. And so now the technologies that they've developed, especially with the boom of tar sands in Canada over the last 15 years, the cost of the technology has come down. And so these deposits that were harder to reach, harder to refine, are now economically profitable with oil, priced about $60 per barrel.
And Uinta Basin, is it a unique place, that only place that has, this material, or how was it picked?
Right. Well, so Utah has, estimates vary, but Utah has between 70 and 90% of all tar sands deposits in the country. And they have them up in the Uinta Basin, but then also further south in the state. The most readily accessible deposits are out in eastern Utah around the Vernal area.
And what are some of the negative effects of tar sands?
Right. Well, just like with any kind of mining, there's the disruption of the land and the ecosystem there. But then additionally, it takes a lot of energy to refine it. And so you have the emissions from the power plants that are heating up the tar, and then you have to take all of the toxic chemicals out of it. And these include lead and arsenic and mercury, and you have to store those somewhere. And that somewhere tends to be right, near where they're being refined. And so it's this heavy pollution that doesn't really go away. And then once, they try to reclaim the mine, but, reclamation never really returns the land to where it was before. And then the other big concern with this is water. you know, this isn't a particularly water-rich state. And there's a significant amount of water used to clean the tar away from the sand. And so contamination of water and just the use of the volume of water that's being used are a big concern.
So what point are we at right now? Is it something that can be stopped? Is it at the beginning stage or is it too late? What's going on with it?
It's kind of been flying under the radar until a couple of months ago. And so the Earth Energy Resources, the company, has their permit approved for the mine from the Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining. But they still need to get their conditional use permit from Grand County. The mine spans both Uinta and Grand counties, and so the one remaining permit that they need is from Grand County, and they haven't applied for it yet. So we still have a couple of months. We're working to try to stop that there, but we're also looking to contest some of the environmental quality permits that they've received from the EPA.
Some of the things that you're doing, is it something that public can be directly involved with, and if yes, how?
So the best thing to do, I mean, the easiest way to get involved is if you're in Grand or Uinta counties and urging the county council not to approve this permit. But then one of the other things that we're trying to do is build up the public opposition so that, you know, the investors see that the people of Utah don't want this dirty, this expensive, this toxic form of energy extraction happening in this state. The company does still need to raise money to build, to begin construction. And so the more we can talk about this, the more that we can get the story out there that this is not the direction we need to be going on, the less likely investors are to want to support it.